Hello, Bella. That easy voice answered. That was very quick. I'm impressed. Is my mom all right? She's perfectly fine. Don't worry, Bella. I have no quarrel with her. Unless you didn't come alone, of course. Light, amused. I'm alone. I've never been more alone in my entire life. Very good. Now, do you know the ballet studio just around the corner from your home? Yes? I know how to get there. Well then, I'll see you very soon. I hung up. I ran from the room through the door out into the baking heat. There was no time to look back at my house, and I didn't want to see it as it was now. Empty. A symbol of fear instead of sanctuary. The last person to walk through those familiar rooms was my enemy. From the corner of my eye, I could almost see my mother standing in the shade of the big eucalyptus tree where I'd played as a child, or kneeling by the little plot of dirt around the mailbox, a cemetery of all the flowers she'd tried to grow. The memories were better than any reality I would see today, but I raced away from them, toward the corner, leaving everything behind me. I felt so slow, like I was running through wet sand. I couldn't seem to get enough purchase from the concrete. I tripped several times, once falling, catching myself with my hands, scraping them on the sidewalk, and then lurching up to plunge forward again. But at last I made it to the corner. Just another street now. I ran, sweat pouring down my face, gasping. The sun was hot on my skin, too bright as it bounced off the white concrete and blinded me. I felt dangerously exposed. More fiercely than I would have dreamed I was capable of, I wished for the green, protective forests of Forks, of home.